In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, while we celebrate today the glorious Trinity, I remember this confidence of a catechism teacher who told me that every year he had the temptation to skip the lesson about the Blessed Trinity because for a teacher it is a challenging explanation. However, everybody knows the answer. What is the Blessed Trinity? The Blessed Trinity is three persons in one God. But if we are asked to explain a little more, then we might find it a little bit hard. Having three persons in one God is a mystery to the human mind. Many saints tried to explain the Blessed Trinity, and they used images, because images speak to our intellect. Saint Patrick is famous for that. He used the shamrock leaves. Saint Ignatius of Loyola used three notes on one chord. Saint Joseph of Cupertino used the image of the tunic folded in three, while others describe the Blessed Trinity with the image of water in three forms: liquid, steam, and ice. The great doctor of the church, Saint Augustine, was thinking and studying about the Blessed Trinity. And he was walking at the seashore, thinking about it, profound mystery of the faith. And he met a little child who had made a pit in the sand and had a spoon in his hand. With a spoon, the child took out water of the sea and poured it into the spit. Saint Augustine asked him what he was doing with the spoon pouring water in the pit in the sand. The child replied, "I am taking all this water and I am putting it into this pit." "What?" said he. "It's impossible. The sea is too large and the pit you dug with your spoon is too little." "Yes," said the child, "I will easier and sooner draw all the water of the sea in this pit than you will bring the mystery of the Trinity and his divinity into your little understanding." And Saint Augustine had a big understanding. "For the mystery," said the child, "is greater and larger in comparison to your understanding than this great sea is to this little pit." Suddenly, the child vanished, and Saint Augustine understood promptly that the mystery of the Holy Trinity is not opposed to, but rather it is beyond human reason. Nevertheless, the Blessed Trinity is an integral part of our faith and of our existence. We begin each day with a sign of the cross, invoking the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We begin each Mass not saying good morning, as it is done in many churches, but with the sign of the cross and the mention of the three persons of the Blessed Trinity. We begin all prayer the same way. And we were baptized, vital sacrament, with a formula that uses the same three names. And these same three names are one of the conditions of the validity of the sacrament of baptism. The Holy Trinity is not a puzzle or a problem. God is not reductible to the level of our limited intellectual capacity. The problem is more on our side with the limitations of our intellect. In order to get to know the Holy Trinity, we should look first at Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of the Son, spouse of the Holy Spirit of God, and daughter of the Eternal Father. She is unique. In the Blessed Unity, we see also, or we have a glimpse of the mystery of God with a parental role, a brotherly role, and a friendly role. This mystery is not remote. God becomes closer and intimate in our lives to communicate with us, providing us a continuing presence and support at each moment. Today, we celebrate our constant profession of faith in the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, the most fundamental of Christian truth and the most mysterious of all dogmas. God the Father created us, God the Son redeemed us, God the Holy Ghost sanctifies us in our Holy Church. Three persons, one God. Today, on Trinity Sunday, having received the revelation of the Father through the mysteries of Advent and Christmastide, having received the revelation of the Son through the mysteries of Lent, Passiontide, and Easter, and having received the revelation of the Divine Spirit in the storm of glory that broke over Jerusalem on the 50th day after Easter, at the third hour, the Bride of Christ, the Church, is caught up in wonder. Mother Church, and all of us with her, because we are her children, and her prayer is ours. Mother Church breaks into cries of jubilation, praise, joy, and thanksgiving to the adorable and undivided Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.